Commodity Week is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
USDA releases a bullish, no, wait, bearish, maybe both report on corn. We'll find out what our panel of analysts have to say today on Commodity Week. Welcome to Commodity Week. I'm Todd Gleason. Here's a number I want you to remember. It's a phone number. Get ready to dial this one with your pledge of financial support to WILL AM 580 Agriculture. It's 217-244-9455. If you're a regular listener on the air or on the web to Commodity Week and you'd like to become a friend of WILL, all you have to do is dial that number. It's 217-244-9455. Or visit willpledge.org.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Our panelists in studio for this edition of Commodity Week are Dave Jansen of Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, Illinois, and Matt Blaisdell of the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Let's open today's discussion with this question. How long will it be before the trade decides to concentrate on the USDA ending corn stocks number rather than the nearly unchanged production figure? Kurt Kimmel.
Boy, that's a good question. That was an interesting trade there on Friday, the way the trade interpreted that. But we feel over the near term it's probably going to take a little time before it really soaks in. We feel the trade is on edge, wanting to get some coverage on through here. But two, Friday's price action was more relatively spread. We felt the trade bought the corn and sold the wheat on the spread.
Matt Blaisdell of the Andersons.
I agree with that. We're thinking that probably we'll get here next week to 10 days to digest this. And then once we get into the end of October, first of November, we'll probably start looking forward to what we really have out there and see what the market reacts to that.
And Dave Jansen.
I think in time it's going to – we try to take a look at how many wheat acres are in the ground, and as you start looking at things, I just really question – I think the market's got a lot more to deal with how many acres you're going to be losing next year anyway on that. So that's what I'm thinking anyway.
Corn numbers look like this at the end of the week from Chicago. December, a high this week of $3.58. The low at $3.35, a settlement price up 8 cents, 8 3/4 cents at $3.51. December next year finished above $4 at $4.25, up 6 3/4 from Friday to Friday. So let's concentrate on the supply numbers. USDA raised planted and harvested acreage in Friday's report. Both now stand better than 20% more than last year. Do you agree with those changes, Matt?
I do. Talking to most of the guys in our draw area and then also in our other facilities in Indiana and Ohio and Michigan, there's quite a bit of acres out there, especially you get down to southern Illinois and southern Indiana where you get a lot of 50-50. I think it's a lot more 60-40 to 60 or 70-30 corn to beans this year versus in years past.
Back to the stocks numbers, it's just a smidge below 2 billion bushels and up by 20% from last month and a 50% increase from the previous year. USDA dropped demand for feed, industrial, and ethanol use, but still managed to increase exports by 4.4% month over month. How about those changes?
Yeah, it was interesting how they shuffled around, but they had to make up. If you go back 2 weeks, we had a big ending stock from the old crop that carried it in this crop year, and that was 150 million bushels, so they had to adjust to that. But when it's all said and done, we've got the second highest carryout since the mid-80s, And 2 billion bushel, that's quite a bit of bushels to work with.
The carryout actually figured at 1.997 billion bushels, just about 300 million higher than the September estimate. USDA corn estimate for October the 12th, total number of bushels raised at 13.318 billion bushels. That's up from the 13.308 billion bushel that USDA managed to eke out in September. But the average yield is down from 155.8 bushels to the acre to 154.7 bushels to the acre. That means they had to change things around somewhere along the lines. How did you see all of those numbers?
Well, I was a little bit surprised of drop in yields across the board anyway, almost 2 bushels an acre basically across Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. And, you know, when you take a look at that, I also sometimes wonder when you take a look at the increase in stocks from last year anyway, whether some of that wouldn't have a little bit to do with how early the harvest came off in the south and those type of things, as far as for maybe giving us a little bit more old new crop stocks in those old crop situations. I mean, some of that stuff that came off in August anyway. It's usually unusual to see that anyway, but that may have had a little bit of an influence on that
Dave
number.
Dave suggested that we had drops of 2 bushels to the acre in Iowa, Illinois, and some other places. 6 bushels in the third largest corn-producing state in the nation, in Nebraska. Would that jibe with what you hear from out west?
Well, it's kind of hard to believe. Yields continue to be super strong. They've had to find some areas that were hurting pretty bad to bring that average down. But out west, we still have a lot of harvest to go, especially in northern Kansas, southern Nebraska. Guys, we work out there. They received over 7 inches of rain here over the last week, and it's going to be a slow grind as you go west and north.
Do you all agree with USDA's average cash market price from 290 to 350? And maybe we should start with Dave and work our way across the board here. Dave?
Well, in looking at that number, I can buy into that number. If you're taking a look at, as you go look forward and you can look at the stocks this year, and you can get yourself kind of bared up by looking at 2 billion bushel carryover. But I spent a lot of time this last month or so in a lot of areas in southern Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, and I can tell you that from looking at input costs, especially in areas where farmers got 150 average yields or lower, we're going to see a significant drop in corn acres. And I do think you're going to see a significant drop in corn acres even across the heart of the belt. Where we were heavy corn in some areas, I do think we're going to see some evening up in rotations anyway. And so, in looking at those numbers, I can buy into those numbers mainly because of the fear of what happens in the next year.
So the fear of what happens next year, it's going to maintain a fairly high price?
I think right now across the board you've got a 5 million acre drop in corn acres next year is what I would see happening. And when you take a look at ethanol profitability and those type of things, it's too early to say whether you're actually going to cut usage or those type of things on ethanol because of lack of margins and those type of things. We could have some changes in situations happen where all of a sudden we've got additional usage online with additional plants and those type of things. So your usage comes right back into it. You see a cut in acres, and all of a sudden you find yourself in trouble 1 year later.
Matt, 290 to 350 on an average catch most of the crop that will be sold in the coming months?
I think I could buy also into that. I agree with can't get the corn too cheap here in the near future just because we are going to still need this corn for next year, and we cannot afford to switch over too many acres from corn to bean, and then also wheat's in play. They're buying quite a bit of acres every day with 650 plus cash July wheat for next year.
The producer's just going to need that much to pay his bills, so that's encouraging to see that. But if you look at the fundamental picture, you've got cheap old crop corn right now, 310, whatever, versus high-priced 08, $4. So the function of the market is to buy the old crop now, you've got it, you know where you're at, versus paying up later.
What do you think producers ought to be doing with the crop that they have in the bin or they're still in the midst of harvesting? If they haven't priced it yet.
Okay. I feel like that you're going to see this market trade sideways more than anything. I think as you get into January, February, March, into the heart of do I switch, do I not switch, it would not surprise me if we can get a little bit of a rally going on the corn market anyway. But as far as for seeing the bottom falling out of the corn market, I just don't see it today.
We feel the biggest gain is in the cash market between now and December 1st. I've been in the business for 25 years. I've not had much success having a guy fill up a bin and empty it the next day or pay him minimum storage and turn around and sell them. So we feel producers are going to be tight holders, but we feel cash grain's the ownership best trade right now between now and 1st of December.
Kurt Kimmel says the seasonal trend will work. Do you agree with him?
I do, and I also think that there's probably some pretty good play in the bean market. I'm kind of in the camp that we could see a 30-cent rally here in the next month or so with the beans, actually, with the trade start digesting these numbers and see if we really agree with this unchanged yield number.
Let's go with the beans then in that case. November beans, a 9.93 and a quarter top, bottom at $9.22. Their settlement price at $9.76 3/4, gained 36 1/4 cents from last week. November 08 at $9.61, finished 24 cents higher. USDA says this year's crop is 2.598 billion bushels strong. That's down from the 2.619 billion bushel they estimated in September. They had a 41.4 bushel to the acre average, and it's actually the same as last month. Anything in the numbers from the WASD or the crop production that came out and struck you that you just need to talk about today?
Well, basically routine business. We had the ending stocks last year carried in, the production number unchanged there. We're hearing pretty poor bean yields, but they did address the acreage issue. But looking at this report, if you carry it into next year, the function of the market is to buy acres, because if you use the same demand, same everything, we're going to be deficit 125 million bushels.
250 million bushels, 15 million bushels is the USDA carryover. It's the same as last month. Will these numbers and the numbers that are being thrown up at the Chicago Board of Trade, Matt, buy acreage in South America? And where do you hear that their plantings are at this point?
I think they will buy acres. I haven't heard anything exactly how many production or how many acres have been bought there. Rough estimates, I've heard maybe a 6 to 7% increase into last year. But with these prices, and then also with the dollar the way it's doing, I think this will help get some prices in Brazil.
More South American acreage?
I think you do, but I don't think it's necessarily a given that you're going to see a massive acreage increase anyway, because you take a look at the price of beans in today and look at them in terms of the Brazilian real, and you've got the bean market up up a little bit, but you don't have anywhere near the type of things where you're touting around $10 type markets anyway, mainly because of currency exchange rates and those type of things. So yeah, you're going to see a little bit of increase in acreage out there anyway, but I think that's a lack of major increase in acres is what could get you bulled up on the bean side of things in the short term.
What are you suggesting producers do with beans that they've harvested and put in the bin at this point?
I think that right now, especially, I may hold into the first of the year. We have a pretty good bean basis, seeing that basis popping here once we get out of harvest, and then also the board, I could see you going a little run here. So,
tell me a little bit more about the numbers that came out from USDA on Friday this week. Was there anything, as we talked with Kurt about, that jumped out of you in the way of the bean numbers?
Well, I think in looking at the carryover, like Kurt was saying, it at the numbers at 215, you've got to buy yourself more acres. I think you're already doing that. But to a certain extent, when you look at those acres at those numbers, I think there's going to be a big battle as you get into what we're going to plant and how many acres we can buy. And once we get those acres bought, I think you could run yourself in trouble with the price anyway later on down the road. But I do think that ultimately the market's job is going to be to buy those acres and make sure that we've got them, because when you start looking at scary numbers and looking at last year's usage and plugging it onto this year, you can get yourself into some world of hurt real fast anyway.
Well, does it really need to have much of a battle for acreage? I mean, you talked about having 5 million acres less of corn. Is there that big a deal to have such a big battle at this point?
Well, I think the battle's already happened, mainly
okay.
Because of wheat. I think a lot of those acres got stolen to wheat already and forces the battle to be there.
All right. Anything else to add on the battle for acreage, or are we done with it?
Well, it's been there for some time. If you look at the deferred contracts, you've already got 08 corn $4, and you've got 08 beans hanging in there starting to make the climb. But we saw a lot of wheat acres go in, and we'll see where we are this winter.
And let's take a look at the wheat numbers for the day. December, 890 on the week on the high. The low at 835. Their settlement price at 857.5. They were down 32.5 cents this week. July, though, holding fairly well given the 32.5 cent drop in the nearby, down 6 cents at $6.80.5. So have the wheat acres, as we've already talked about, been bought? Are we done? Will it continue to fall?
I think so. I mean, to basically characterize my phrase anyway is that I cannot get bearish enough on wheat anyway. I think the wheat acres are there. I think they're going to be there worldwide. You can look at the nearby market and how tight everything is nearby and the potential of running out and all those type of things, and that is a true situation. But the market has responded, and it's responded with acres. And with the world situation the way it is, U.S. is always the last one to get rid of their wheat acres, and I think you're going to have a situation where you could I think it's the best short on the board today.
Do you believe him? Are we done? Have we bought the acres?
Well, technically, the old crops recorded a top from the technical perspective side of the equation. As far as overall fundamental demand, you got to remember we're not really going to have any more new wheat on the world market until we get into next spring, next summer with the cutting. So in the meantime, you know, we could have some ups and downs in here, but there's going to be a big wheat crop coming next summer.
Is there a big soft red winter wheat crop in the eastern Corn Belt where the Andersons does a lot of business?
Yes, there has been. We were talking around the office, maybe Illinois doubling their crop. I know that's not huge numbers compared to worldwide, but we're telling guys who do plan to sell wheat to price it and then insure it, because with these levels, they're not going to be around next July.
Taking a look at the rest of the numbers as they finished up at the Chicago Board of Trade. December oats up 4 cents at $2.77. Over at the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle finished the October at $94.85 on their high, the low at $92.65, and a settlement price at $94.45. They were up 77.5 cents from last week. October feeder cattle at 113.37.5 were down 57.5, and the October lean hogs at 58.35 for the high, the low at 57.15. Their settlement price at 57.62.5 was down 60 for the week. Gentlemen, we appreciate you all coming in. Dave Jansen is with the Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign. Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, and Matt Blaisdell of the Andersons. A final word from each of you. And we'll start with you, Kurt Kimmel.
Well, these are awful good prices. Hate to pass them up. So if you would sell some grain, the probably simplest way is to go ahead and move it, get your money, and replace it on paper. That way you can still participate in a winter rally.
Matt Blaisdell of the Andersons.
I agree. That's what we're trying to say. Once you start looking in there, these are new good start prices. Start locking in some of your levels. You know, get 20% sold, 30% sold on these levels. And then you still have some bushels to play with once you get into next year.
And Dave Jansen.
I think there's still some additional upside potential and potentially in both corn and soybeans, but I think the wheat side of the situation ends up being a good short, in my opinion, and maybe a good spec play from that situation.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Commodity Week. Something to keep in mind, you can access this Commodity Week program and analysis throughout the week on demand on your computer. Our site on the World Wide Web is willag.org. That's willag.org. While you're there, remember to pledge your financial support to AM 580 Agriculture, or you can call 217-244-9455.